Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, let that praise continue on forever and ever and ever and ever. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name, soon it's going to be a body like unto your own. And Lord, it will never cease the praise. Hallelujah. But Lord, put it in us now. God, help us to be a people that lifts up our voice. God, truly, that we would bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Lord, that we would be a people that are bold in the Lord. We are not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes. And we believe, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God, for the faith that you've given us. And Lord, increase it today, because that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And here we are to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ up unto that measure, stature, and fullness, unto a perfect man, God, to be presented, oh, by your Son unto himself, the wife for the Lamb of God, to be made known to all that he has loved us. Thank you that we believe. We're expecting, we're waiting, we're abiding, and it's all because of the grace of God that is with us. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Open your Bibles today. We'll start in 2 Samuel 21. And then we'll move over to 2 Samuel 22. And what we have here is, I mentioned earlier, it's been a sweet encouragement to my heart. David is older, and God has shown himself so faithful. But God is not allowing those enemies to relent. God is wanting more glory. So he's bringing in the adversaries. He's stirring it up. He's causing ones to call out to the Lord. David would love a reprieve, but God is more about perfecting what's in David's life and those that are around him. We're there, brothers and sisters. We're getting hit on all sides. I know that. You know that. We would call it strange, but the Bible tells us we don't think those things strange. That fiery trial that's coming, we know exactly what it's for. It might be something that hit out of nowhere, but thank you, Jesus, for the word of God that sustains us, that we know that he does all things well, that we know he perfects that which concerns us, that he'll accomplish, he'll perform, he'll perfect. He's God, I will do it. So it says here about David and those ornery Philistines, but remember, God appoints the wicked for the day of evil. Boys know it. God's in control. It says in the 15th verse, moreover, the Philistines had yet war again with Israel. And David went down and his servants with him and fought against the Philistines. And David waxed faint. And Ishbi-benob, which was of the sons of the giants, the weight of whose spear weighed 300 shekels of brass in weight. It's about 10 pounds. He being girded with a new sword, thought to have slain David. Oh, he was out for him. But Abishai, isn't that something? But God, and God had a man, but Abishai, the son of Zeruiah. He succored him. What he did to David, he comforted David. He helped David. You know what he did? He smote the Philistine. He killed him. And then the men of David swear unto him, saying, thou shalt go no more out with us to battle, that thou quench not the light of Israel. And it came to pass after this that there was again a battle with the Philistines of Gob. See, God didn't allow it to stop. And Sibekai the Hushathite slew Soph, which was one of the sons of the giants. And there was again a battle in Gob with the Philistines, where Elhanah, the son of Jeroboam, a Bethlehemite, slew the brother of Goliath the Gittite, the staff of whose spear was like a weaver's beam. And there was yet a battle. Up again was a man of great stature, and he had on his hands 6 fingers, and every foot had 6 toes, 24 in number, and he also was born a giant. And when he defied Israel, I love this, Jonathan, the son of Shimeah, the brother of David, slew him. Isn't that sweet? His little nephew came out there.
I got this one, Uncle. That one with the 24 digits, God says he's mine. Turn on over. You want to have a good time? Read 2 Samuel. It'll make you happy. Verse 23. These be the names of the mighty men who David had had. The Tachmonite that sat in the seat, chief among the captain. The same was Adino the Enzite. He lift up his spear against 800 whom he slew at one time. 800 at one time. And after him was Eliezer the son of Dodo the Elhite, one of three mighty men with David. And when they defied the Philistines that were there, gathered together to battle, and the men of Israel were gone away, he arose and smote the Philistines until his hand was weary, his hand clave unto the sword. It melted into the sword. He killed so many, he couldn't get his hand off that sword. My, oh my. And the Lord wrought a great victory that day. The people returned after him only to spoil. And after him was Shammah, the son of Agi the Herite. And the Philistines were gathered together into a troop. There was a piece of ground full of lentils, and the people fled from the Philistines. But he stood in the midst of the ground and defended it and slew the Philistines, and the Lord wrought a great victory. These are some amazing brothers. Amen. I thank God for their love for their king. They loved David. They cherished him. And the way that they really cherished is they saw and perceived and believed the Lord for their lives as what they saw David believe God for. And that's why they were mighty. It was that faith. It was the confidence in the Lord. It wasn't the events. It was the faith. It was the thankfulness. And really what stands out here is they had joy for the battle. Mighty men have joy for the battle. A matter of fact, not just a battle, they look for giants. They look for the things that are like a Goliath and a child that seem impossible. Things that seem so insurmountable, but there's something about them because they magnify God the most. And what the Lord touched my heart is, Jesse, do you have that kind of joy? Son, what do you see when you see adversity? You get mad, you curl up, you say, not again. They looked for giants. You know, after all those giants were slain, it said that they wept. They never cried, but they cried when there weren't any more giants. There are no more giants. They were like the Apostle Paul. The Lord had to show him that. I glory in my infirmities. See, them are giants. Those are the giants. Because they knew, brothers and sisters, the power of Christ would rest upon them with the giants. It had to be that. And that wonderful opportunity to face something that was so beyond them was the thing that magnified God the most. Praise the Lord. I think that's my life. I'm impossible. I really am. I think how God over and over has taken the reins of my heart. When I was running here and running there, anxious for something, Lord, I got to get it done. I got you, honey. His faithfulness. You're mine. You're mine. Now, the full hearts of the mighty men listened about yourself. You glory in infirmity. You glory by the grace of God in adversity. Oh, yes, you do. They reign and are confident in one thing. And we've heard it a lot here today. The name of the Lord. The name of the Lord Jesus. Jesus, the name that calms the sea. Jesus, praise the Lord, the name that you can walk and he leads you into a fiery furnace. You don't smell like smoke. Your clothes don't even get any burn. You're perfectly fine, and people know that you weren't there alone. The Son of God was with you. Praise the Lord. Now see, these are the ones that are confident in that name, that even when everybody else has given up and it doesn't seem real popular to go on, they run with joy and gladness into that giant. I want to have the heart, honestly, because I know God has given me that heart. But Lord, let it be manifest in my life. I want to be in that sense of a David. That I'm not looking for numbers. I'm not looking for help. I'm just looking for what you have for me. And Lord, if I'm the only one that you put out here to go after that giant, by the grace of God, hallelujah, I'm going in the name of the Lord God of hosts. He's mine. And I thank the Lord. We've all been there. We know that. We know that we truly are alone. You've exhausted your helpers. And maybe you've exhausted them. But you know what I'm saying. Where you know that it's got to be Jesus. You've tried, you've strived, you've twisted, you've tried to work it, you've tried to manipulate it, you've tried to, however you're going to try. And then you find yourself, Lord, I have no helper but you. And that's when I thank the Lord that, Lord, it's with joy and gladness. It's not with despair. Amen. It's thankfulness. Amen. Lord, you circled me out for you in this. This is ours. This is where I'm going to know the mighty hand of God. This is going to be my one-on-one tutorial with the faithfulness of the one who adores my soul. You get to the point, you begin to count it all joy. Oh, yes, you do. And I'm telling you, we're all there. It's time to get delirious in the Word of God. It really is. Why don't you want to be happy? You're going to have trouble. You're going to have suffering. Because you are hearing this message and you can't go back. Oh, no, you can't go back. To whom much is given, much is required. And it is required and it is appointed us that to reign, we suffer. And we're going to get hit. We're going to get tried. And we're going to be in things that you don't understand. You're going to be beside yourself and saying, Lord, how could I do this? Why would I do this? Why would I feel this way? Because I made you that way. I have formed you. I have made you. I know your thought afar off. He's not trying to change that. Do you understand that? He's building faith in you to trust him. Praise God. I say it over and over. Really take that so sweetly from Peter as he sat there and he's telling the Lord how he's not going to, you know, I'm not going to leave you. I'm not going to turn on you. Oh, these guys might, but I'm going to stick with you, Lord. Oh, my goodness, Peter. It's so joyous. You got an appointment, son. You're going to realize you have no faithfulness. You're going to come to the point that you're going to realize you're nothing. But you're everything to me, Peter. And this is divine and it's appointed. And you're going to deny me three times, son, before the cock even crows. Not in your lifetime. I'm talking in 24 hours, son. Less than. Peter, I'm sure, isn't even listening. There's a subconscious because Peter does feel bad after the third time. But the Lord so sweetly says, oh, but Peter, he's going to sift you like wheat. He's just going to sift you. That enemy, that devil, he's gonna tear you up a little bit. But you know what? I've prayed for you. And it wasn't that he was just praying right then. This was ages past. This is perfection. This is Peter, I made you. just as Peter needed to be. I made you with all of the fallacy. I made you with all of the weakness. I made you with all that. I did. I made you with all that pride, son. That big ego, Peter. Because that was going to bring you to me in my faithfulness. Now, I'm going to tell you something. You're not going to hear that. I believe in the grace of God. I believe he really does look for that Samaritan woman that everybody didn't want to be around at the well. I believe he seeks out the ones like Tamar. I believe that he's going to magnify ones that go into those situations like a Bathsheba. I'm going to make you my queen, honey. Are you with me? Are you willing to trust me? Are you really going to believe me? That David, I made you a man. I made you a man. A man after my own heart. I gave you that heart, David. Now you're going to do some things, son. They're going to be awful sad. You're going to do some things, son, that you're going to wish you hadn't. You're going to do some things that'll be awful embarrassing. You'll want to actually just go away. Will you believe me? That you're my man. Now, count it all joy when you're just surrounded by trouble, by temptation. Amen. And always remember that. That's Brother James that the Lord wrote that through. People try to twist that book, and it's all full of grace and mercy. And it wouldn't have started out that way if it wasn't. He said, count it all joy when you're in these manifold temptations. When you're in trouble, believe God for it. And most of the time, the trouble that I'm in, I got myself in. It didn't say only the trouble that you didn't get yourself in. He said, I'm the Lord thy God that deliver you out of all your trouble. Amen. Amen. Now, I don't want to be looking for it, but I know my flesh seeks it out. But I also know that greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Do you believe that? I pray you do. Now, see, this is confidence, brothers and sisters. This is confidence, just like these ones that we're facing these giants. Every single event of our lives is perfect for the full overcoming resurrection power of Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. It raised him. It raised him. He took upon all that sin, death, everything upon him. And he entered into that. And there was nothing. He took upon him all the sin, every sin of man, all of it, the sin of the world, all upon him. All of that was upon him. And the power of the resurrection, the power of his might, raised him up. Know him in the power of his resurrection. Know him in that faith that we have and the Lord has so joyously given us. That's what a full overcomer is. Praise God, he's already overcome. He already overcame that. He already overcame that failure. He already overcame that event. He did it once and for all. Amen, he did. See, the enemy just wants to keep you in something that's a lie. Your guilt, your shame, all of these things. That's the lie. Jesus wiped it away. I love it. I appreciate this. The Lord has had me smile at him so many times when I try to talk about something that I did, whatever. And he's just sitting there scratching his head. I don't know what you're talking about, honey. Amen. If it says that he put him in the sea of forgetfulness. Come on. Why are you remembering something that's just a lie? But this is the confidence that every event, brothers and sisters, this is when we live a life. I love Romans 8:28. You love Romans 8:28? Well, let it be an overdrive in your life. I mean, really in overdrive. Let it just get out there. And we know all things work together for good to them that love God. You love that, don't you, John? And he taught that to you. And he's teaching that to you. All of us, praise God. And the experience after experience, and let me tell you something, you need those experiences. Because what he does with his mighty men, it's going to get mightier. That means you're going to get weaker and the adversity is going to get bigger. It is. It's going to magnify him more and more. He must increase and I must decrease. There it is. There it is. And he's going to reveal that to us as we go along and as we grow up into him. We're not going to appear stronger. We're not going to appear more mighty. He's going to appear more gracious. He's going to appear more lovely. He's going to appear, praise God, in his fullness of mercy. See, I want, truly, it's like whether it's an overdrive or full throttle. Romans 8:37, we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus that loves us. Amen? Do you believe it? More than a conqueror. More than a conqueror. That's the mighty man. There was no doubt. That's David. The Lord's already given you into my hand, Goliath. You're already mine. God would not appoint me to this for me to be defeated. Know this for your life. Know this for everything in your life. Know this for everything in your life. Your downsetting as well as your uprising. Amen. I could go on and on about certain events in our lives where we think we fail. Whether it's with our children, whether it's with our marriage, whether it's with my job, whether it's with anything, praise be to God. I'm more than a conqueror. He's already won this. I thank the Lord. You ever do something and you said something or you know, and Lord, instead of trying to take it back, Lord, just make it right. Help me. It wasn't the wisest thing, the smartest thing to do, but Lord, I'm just a dummy. Help me in this. And then just watch him. Watch him do it. Watch him bring the beauty out of the ashes. Come on. I think I'm looking at a bunch of it right here today. Now we could sit here and we could say, well, I'm not like any of these mighty men. Well, none of us are. Not a one. Neither were these mighty men. But here's the difference here. It was but God. God determined it. God determined it. If God determines something, do you think it's determined? Is it going to change? It's not going to change. God determined that these were mighty men. God has determined that you are mighty men and women of God. And that's not just to butter you up. It's the truth because of what you're hearing. It's the truth because of what you're believing. Do you realize this? I want you to understand this. Do you think that those mighty men had to have a lot of faith? Sure they did. These were giants. These were huge giants. I go out there to the Nuggets game once in a while, and I sometimes get as close as I can. When I was a kid, we used to, well, you know, go from one seat to another. They don't let you do that anymore. But you get down there close. I mean, those men are giants. They're huge. They're so strong. And, I mean, it just is amazing. But these ones were even bigger than that. Stronger. And they were built not to, you know, play a sport. They were built to kill. That's what they did. And there was no way that these ones were going to be able to stand against them. There was no way that this one could take a spear and go after 800 Philistines and take them down. No way. But God gave them the faith for it. But you have the most holy faith. Oh, yes, you do. Know your word. See, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, all right? The most holy set apart faith that the Lord has ever given is the faith to believe the bridal message. That is the truth. We have a better thing. We have, let me tell you something. We have the infilling of the Holy Ghost in this day and this age to be led into all truth. And how does faith come? Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And now we live in a time and we live in a day and we live in an age. We have all truth.
All truth. I thank God. Let the Holy Ghost just put that together. Put it together. It's not to feel good. It's not to do, you know, oh, I'm special in that. It's what God has done, what God divinely has placed us in. I think it's so awesome to think about that time and that day. These were warriors, champions, gladiators, all of those things. It's kind of interesting to watch and all of that. Amazing to see David running into the Goliath and all of them. But it is not worthy to be compared. We have a better thing. And that is the truth. He's given us even more faith. This is the most holy. This is the most set apart. This is the most divine. This is the most high. This is the most victorious faith there has ever been. And the Lord has given you the fullness of the resurrection power for it. Amen. All of this of the Word of God. I want you to think about this. It's the Word that lives in you. Jesus lives in you. Amen? The Word of God. Amen. Now think of the Word in the fullness. All truth living in you. So you've got the strength of going in to a giant like David. You've got the strength of rising up from fornication and adultery like David. You got real quiet. And let me tell you something, that was a bigger giant than Goliath. How about when you're like a Samuel? I was reading about it. His two sons, they didn't go after God. God killed them. But Samuel had to rise up. God told him, let's go on now, Samuel. You have that overcoming power.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen. Listen to all these things. Take this of the Word of God. Understand, let me tell you something. There's nothing hard for God. And if you're more than a conqueror, you've already won. Come on, champions. Now, we believe this truth. And I want you to know this. It's not how you label yourself. It's not how you identify yourself. God has named you, O mighty man of valor. If you know that, that's what Gideon. Gideon was. He said, well, I'm a coward. No, mighty man of valor. I think about how God, he is. He's the one. He's the one, praise God, that calls us and names us and labels us. Jacob, your name's not Jacob the replacement anymore. Your name is Israel. God prevails. You're my prince. And if you know about Jacob in that story and where the Lord tells him that, Jacob is at one of the greatest failure points of his whole life in not trusting God again. Again! He's trying to work something to try to save his life or some of the people that are with him. God says, oh, honey, I've already given you the promise. You're trying to cut a deal and I've given you everything, son. You're my prince. My grace chose you long time ago. When are we going to get it, saints? Really? Come on now. Just in awe. See, that's when we're in awe of him, aren't we? That's the fear of the Lord. The awe of his grace. The awe of his mercy. The awe of his calling, brother. The awe of his choosing. The awe that, praise God, the elect of God. He's God. He's God. So, what we have here, brothers and sisters, is the Lord has given us a name. And the name is no longer servant. The name is the readied wife for the Lamb of God. Oh, now wait a second. You're back there saying, well, I'm the less of the least.
of Living Waters Tabernacle. His word performs it. His word accomplishes it. We're right back to God knows exactly what he's sending to the thing that he sends it to. We want others to be in here with us, but they're not here. There's so many loved ones that I have that I've told this to that I'd love them to partake. But they just don't get it. You got it. Isn't it marvelous? I mean, you see it. And you are. You're just in awe of his mercy and grace. And it's simple, isn't it? This isn't something complex. This is so beautifully simple. It all just flows like the most beautiful, roaring river of love there could ever be. The line upon line, the precept upon precept, it builds that masterpiece of grace. And it's just, how could we not see it? Well, the only way you do see it is by his Spirit. But see, you have that calling. You have that choosing upon your life. And we thank God because now we can let the adversity, we can let the deep trial, we can let the complete weakness be a thankfulness to our life that, Lord, the very power of Christ is resting upon me. Amen. The absolute assurance that this challenge, it begins to be a praise in my life. Lord, you are proving. You're proving, Lord, you are honoring me to jointly suffer together with you that I may reign. That's hard sometimes. Takes a lot of faith, doesn't it? Most holy. I'm talking about the Holy of Holies faith. It's the faith that has to get past, as Paul said, "Oh, wretched man that I am." It has to get past the, but Lord, I'm just like those tents of Kedar. He says, "Oh, honey, I'm in it for the gold, silver, and precious stone that I put in you. I thank God he's encouraging me more and more all the time to lift the giants of my life. Lord, it's not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in me." And I have to tell you today, I love the helmet of salvation that he gives me. I see things and you see things because of the word of God, because of enlightened eyes of understanding. You see everything correctly. When you see it correctly and exactly and perfectly, you see it from seated together with him. You see it from the very right hand of God. You see it in a seat that is secure and encouraged. You're set on fire. And I am on fire. Because he said that he would accomplish it. That he said that he would do it. And so I'm convinced. I am convinced. I'm going to run into that giant. And God's going to help me, saints. Oh, he helps me. Because I have nowhere else to run. Because if I try to turn and run, I got another giant there. If I turn over here, I got another giant there. I got a giant over here. I got to run into him. And I'll tell you what, I'm running in for more victory. I'm running in for more victory. And I love it. Because he that has begun a good work in you, he said, "I will perform it." Amen. Let's stand and worship the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your God.